All right, every week at this time, we talk to one of our bloggers from EchoRising.com, and Justin Katz joins us on the line. Justin, your reaction to the governor's budget address last night?
They keep making it worse. You know what broadening the sales tax means? It means that instead of just getting you when you go buy a stereo in the morning, they're going to get you a little less then, but then they'll get you when you get a haircut and pick up your eyeglasses and buy a newspaper. And that's broadening it. They're going to collect more from you.
Oh, sure. Everything. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The population is stagnant. Who are they broadening to?
It's unbelievable. It really and the idea that the governor is either, I don't know if it's a perception or a reality, or if one becomes the other, obviously, that nobody, he's not getting a lot of pushback from this thing. That's incredible to me.
Well, of course. Well, you know, what always used to happen with Kocheri was he would propose a small, like, give me, like, a raise a fee here or something, and then a big reform, like mandate elimination. And the General Assembly would go, oh, well, thanks for the political cover on the tax, and now we'll ignore the rest of your program. Chafee went beyond their wildest dreams on the taxes, and all of his reforms were, well, you know, when we figure this out in a few months, then maybe we'll try some real pension reform.
Right.
Up and at 'em, everybody. We can do this. I don't know. It's like you said, at absolute best, he split the burden between 50-50 between the people who take from government and people who give to government.
Well, that's what he said.
But, yeah, that's at best. I mean,
I don't
that's the
know,
high rhetoric.
But I don't know where the evidence is at. He mentions $80 million worth of cuts, and he raises $157 or $160 million worth of revenue. So where's the one-for-one?
Oversight. They're going to oversee better. See, that's the give me. But even if they do that, they've been taking from the taxpayers too much. You know, they're mugging. It's sort of like Solomon wanted to cut the baby in half, and only here, you know, they've already cut the baby in half, and now they're just splitting up the quarters. It's scary. But the mood is definitely changing around state too. There's people are finally getting it after people like you and I have been saying it for years.
You know,
years.
I got to tell you something, man. Where's the evidence of that? Tell
me. No, the tone has changed. There are just too few of us now. We're into the spiral and we're going down. But if people listen to WPRO and read Anchor Rising and support us and our advertisers and all that, then maybe we can incent some.
Well, I'll send everybody your way to go check out what you guys have to say on the budget. Justin, thank you very much. AnchorRising.com. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love it. It's an absolutely fantastic blog. Great place where you can load up your opinions. You can argue with people, kind of like they're doing on the Facebook page as we speak.